NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. Houston city leaders are pushing back against the Texas Department of Transportation and Governor Greg Abbott after Metro announced it will remove four rainbow crosswalks in Montrose. News 88.7's Michael Atkison reports.
Harris County could potentially sue the state if the rainbow crosswalks on Westheimer and Taft are ultimately removed. That's according to County Attorney Christian Menefee. Menefee, who's also running for the congressional seat vacated by Sylvester Turner, says he's told his team to look into a possible lawsuit.
If we believe that we can win this, then I can guarantee you every dollar it'll be filed. If there's a more appropriate party to bring the case, then we'll turn over everything we have to them and aid them in getting it filed.
Metro has less than 30 days to remove the crosswalks under state order. A spokesperson says they don't have a set date in mind. I'm Michael Atkison, News 88.7.
A fleet of new waste disposal trucks hit the streets of Houston today with fanfare from City Hall. 16 of 31 new garbage trucks entered service at the Natchez Solid Waste Facility near the intersection of Interstate 69 and the 610 North Loop. Mayor John Whitmire was on hand.
We have spent valuable taxpayer dollars on these new assets, so I'm excited to be here this morning. We have a full day. We will leave here and go to other challenges. But this morning, the solid waste, recycling, garbage pickup, we're meeting our challenges.
Nine trucks are already in service. The current 16 will join the fleet. The new trucks and the remaining 25 will eventually be painted blue. And Fort Bend County has been added to the locations in Southeast Texas to declare a burn ban. The ban is because of a lack of significant rain in the region over the past month. There is a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms coming up on Friday. Meanwhile, an ozone pollution watch is in place for Harris, Brazoria, and Galveston counties for today. Rockets in New Orleans tonight for a preseason matchup. The regular season starts a week from today against Oklahoma City. Nice the rest of the afternoon. The high of around 90. Clear tonight. The low 68. More good weather tomorrow. The high 89. 86 and hazy at the University of Houston. I'm Jack Williams, News 8.